Codename Magnet. K-19 Allied Intelligence Team 1, Book 5. Written by Heather Slade. Read for you by Philip Batley and Stephanie Nemet Parker. 1. Magnet.
Pride? Where in the hell had that come from? It was inappropriate for me to have such feelings just because the woman seated next to me was the first to voice the question we were all thinking. She was a fellow agent, and not the best one I'd ever worked with. Sure, she had promise, if she could get out of her own way and think like a regular intelligence officer instead of a honey trap. As her commander, I could help guide her, but personal feelings had no place in our professional roles.
"I may have missed something," she'd begun, "but Xavier was raised as a Vela. Francesca referred to him as her grandson, and he referred to Charlene Velleborg as his aunt. Wouldn't it stand to reason his and Pharaoh's mother would be related to Francesca?"
Xavier Vella, the man she referred to, had been killed in an op in Dubai after a shootout with several coalition agents, including my closest friend, Zeppelin, and the woman who would soon be his wife, Verity. While it wasn't yet confirmed, we believed Vella had travelled to Dubai to murder James Godwin, the former US ambassador to Malta, who'd been found dead the day before the shootout. Nemesis, the commander of the UN Coalition Against Human Trafficking, had responded to Schoen's question simply, saying that, yes, it did stand to reason Xavier Vella could be related to Francesca and her daughter Charlene. If we were able to prove he was, it would be the biggest lead in the investigation thus far. Despite my resolve not to make this personal, I still leaned over and whispered to Schoen, "Well done," trying my damnedest not to ogle her cleavage that was on full display. It was the middle of January, one of the coldest months in Shire, England, where the Coalition's command centre was located, and yet she, Schön, which meant beautiful in Swiss German, tended to wear low-cut blouses regardless of the outside temperatures. Not that the indoors was much warmer. Typically I wore a pullover to fight off the chill of the older dwelling.
"Thanks,"
she replied, also in a whisper, leaning into me like I had her, and making it impossible for me to keep my eyes diverted when her breasts spilled forward and I could see where they strained against the pink lace bra. In the 2 months since Priska Schoenbauer was assigned to the UN's Albanian Task Force, for which I served as commander, I had become familiar with her vast array of brassieres. There had been many times I wondered if her choice of attire was primarily for my benefit. However, regardless of whether her display of cleavage was intentional or not, I was her boss. And while every other man she'd ever worked with may have been eager to take advantage of what she'd offered...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?